Blog Talk Radio.
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Yes. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, everybody. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to say yes to the Lord today. Amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to take the opportunity to welcome our listeners to the show today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you allowed us to be a part of your busy day. Glory be to God. And we do hope you will tune in next week at the same time. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are Ministries Without Walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Javon Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you can email Prophet Javon at yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her at Prophet Javon Rao and leave her a message there. There are several ministries with you in mind under the leadership of Prophet Javon Rao. Amen. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power. We have the Hour of Power from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with Prophet Martha from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Minister Elaine, amen, myself, glory be to God, from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Monday, we have Moment in the Spirit with your host, Minister Michelle Williams. Is a one-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can receive the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more, and you can receive that message, glory be to God, by text or either email of your choice. Amen. So if you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, if you will contact Prophet Javon Rao at the information that I gave you earlier. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord. Glory be to God. With your host, Prophet Javon Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. Amen. So I want to encourage you to get connected with One Word from the Lord every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministries. Amen. Wow Radio. So you want to be a part of that show, amen, every Saturday, Wild Radio with Elder, amen, a powerful show, a powerful woman of God. So get connected to what God is doing with the Wild team, amen. And if you would like to become a partner, contact Prophetess Yvonne at the information that I gave to you earlier. If you need prayer, please inbox me your prayer request on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or submit your prayer request on my website, voiceoftruth@yola.com, and I will pray with you and for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer, but the message will be coming from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Amen. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for another day, Father God. Father God, we thank you for a life. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Father. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your faithfulness, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son that we might have life. Father God, we just give you praise. We just give you honor. We just give you glory. We just magnify your name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. Glory be to God. Father, we just thank you. We just thank you, God, for allowing us to see another day, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for your goodness. Glory be to God. Because he's a good God. Glory be to God. Father God, we just come praying, Father God, today that you will save a soul, Father. We come praying, Father God, hallelujah, that you will bring somebody out of sin, that you will bring somebody out of darkness into your marvelous light. We come praying, Father God, for those who are sick, those are behind prison bars, those who are homeless, those who are in any form of shelter, those that are orphanage, Father, we come praying, Father God, that you will meet them right where they are, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that you will give them comfort, that you will give them peace, Father God. Our God, glory be to God. We just pray, Father God, that they will come to know you as their Savior, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we thank you for every soul that is saved, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Save a soul right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. My God, save a soul right now, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray for your leaders all over the land, Father God. We pray, Father God, for divine protection over each and every one of your leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. We pray, Father God, for divine protection over them. Cover their families, Father God. Oh God, cover ministries, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover children, grandchildren, Father, even their very seed, God. Cover them with the blood, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you praise. We just give you honor, and we give you glory, and we magnify thy name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. Father God, we just thank you right now that you're able to keep us. We thank you right now, God, for your goodness. My God, we just thank you. We just thank you. We know, Father God, that you're able to keep us. We know, Father God, that you're able to do it. We give you all the praise, and we give you all the glory, and we magnify your name. We exalt your name, O high, for thou art worthy, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Our Father God, I pray right now, Father, that you will supply every need of every person under the sound of my voice, O God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever they need, Father, supply it, O Father. If it's strength that they need, Father, strengthen where they're weak, O God. Our God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen them bodies, Father God. If it's healing that they need, God, heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Father. Whatever they need, oh Father, God, I know that you are able to provide it, Father God, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we magnify thy holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy of all of our praises. The message will come from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, amen, the book of Isaiah. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 1. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads, who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The gospel. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He have no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it was our face from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath bore our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him smitten of God and afflicted, stricken and offended of God and afflicted. Excuse me. But he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slayer, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Glory be to God. We're going to stop reading right there, but our key scripture will be verse number one, who have believed our report. But I do want to encourage you to, in your own devotional time, if you will go back to read the chapter before and the chapter after. Amen. And the title of the message is they who have believed. Glory be to God. Here Isaiah was bringing forth, the prophet was bringing forth a message. Glory be to God. Had brought forth a message unto the people of God, and he had brought forth the message and a prophecy to them of that, about Jesus and his coming, what Jesus would suffer, what Jesus would go through for the sins of the world. Glory be to God. But he said, who have believed the report? Hallelujah. In other words, did they believe what the prophet had spoken unto them? Did they believe that Jesus was coming? Did they believe that Jesus would go through all the things that the Bible has said here in this particular scripture that he would go through? Did they believe? Who report what you believe? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. He says, who have believed the report? In other words, he's talking about the gospel. Who will believe it? Glory be to God. A matter of fact, Paul said the same thing in Romans 10 and 16. He said, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elijah said, the Lord who have believed our report. He said, Lord, who believed our report? We're preaching the gospel. Well, who believed the report? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, Isaiah says, you know, Jesus is going to come. The word is going to come, and it's going to come in the flesh. Glory be to God. And when he comes, he's coming to die for the sins of the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The word became flesh. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible tells us that many of the prophet of God, the prophet of old, glory be to God, would bring forth the message, glory be to God, because God would send forth his messengers, glory be to God. But many times, glory be to God, as Isaiah is saying here, who have believed? Not many have believed. None or not at all truly believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Not many believe. I wonder, do you believe? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just wonder, do you really believe the report? Glory be to God. I wonder, do you believe, hallelujah, that Jesus came in the flesh? I wonder, do you believe, glory be to God, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ died upon the cross for the world? Glory be to God. Do you believe? Glory be to God. Do you believe what Isaiah said? Do you believe that he was
despised? Do you believe that he was rejected? Do you believe that he bore your sins and all your sorrows and all of your pain? Do you believe it? Glory be to God. Do you believe the report? Do you believe the gospel? Glory be to God. Because the Bible says that you must believe. Glory be to God. You must believe that Jesus Christ came. Glory be to God. You must believe on him who was sent. Ah, hallelujah. You got to believe it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why Paul tells us that the gospel is that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that he lived, he died, and he rose again. We have to believe the gospel truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's many people out there speaking, but they're not speaking the truth. Glory be to God. You have to believe the report of the Lord. Glory be to God. Because Jesus carried your sin. He carried your born sins, and he carried your burdens. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. He took 39 stripes for you. Glory be to God. You got to believe. Glory be to God. You got to believe that he was wounded for your transgressions. You got to believe that he was wounded for your sin. Glory be to God. You got to believe it. Glory be to God. You got to believe, glory be to God, that they nailed him to the cross with his hands and his feet. They pierced him in the side. He had a crown of thorns on his head. Glory be to God. He took 39 stripes. Glory be to God. Where his flesh was hanging from his bones. Glory be to God. You got to believe the report. You got to believe that Jesus, glory be to God, did it all, that he carried it all. He did it all for the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to believe that he is the Son of God. Glory be to God. Do you believe the report? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do you believe? My God, my God. Do you believe? Hallelujah. Many people that they don't believe. Glory be to God. Many do not believe on him who was sent over 2,000 years ago and died upon the cross for your sin and my sin. Many people don't even believe it. Glory be to God. Some believe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is just a fairy tale. They don't believe it. Somebody told me that one time. Oh, that's just a story. Glory be to God. But believe the truth. Glory be to God. So that your soul might be saved. That your soul can be healed. That your soul can be delivered. You got to believe the report of the Lord. Glory be to God. And you got to believe it when it comes forth from his messenger. Glory be to God. You got to believe it when it's sent forth through his prophets. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, we must believe. Hallelujah. We must believe in the word of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Many people don't believe. You say, well, how you say? How can you say many people don't believe? Look at the lifestyle. Glory be to God. Look at the lifestyle that they live. It'll show you what they believe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because many people are doing everything that they're big enough and bad enough to do. They have no respect for the house of God. Glory be to God. They're trampling upon God's word. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God. Glory be to God. Oh, my Lord. Glory be to God. Who report will you believe? Glory be to God. Will you believe the report of the world? Glory be to God. Many people believe the report of the world. Glory be to God. Everybody's working for the American dream. Glory be to God. My God, my God. They're working for houses and cars and no money. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Trying to get the finest man and the finest woman. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. But you ain't revealing the true report of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, God sent forth a messenger. Glory be to God. That had a divine message upon his tongue. Glory be to God. But yet they did not receive it. Oh, glory be to God. Even when John the Baptist was sent, glory be to God, they didn't receive the message. Glory be to God. But the Bible says, glory be to God. John said that I'm just a messenger, in other words. Glory be to God. But there's one coming. Glory be to God. That's greater than I am. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. My God, my God. But they didn't receive it. Glory be to God. And John goes on to say in the word, hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. That he was in the world. And the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. Glory be to God. It said he came unto his own. Glory be to God. And his own received him not. Glory be to God. They rejected Jesus. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Matter of fact, they said crucify him. Glory be to God. I mean, how many people are crucifying Christ today with your lifestyle? Glory be to God. I wonder how many people are rejecting him every day and not believing in his word and not living by his word. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Who report will you believe? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Will you believe the word? Or will you believe the word of God? Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Who have believed? When Jesus was doing his earthly ministry, he was doing many signs, wonders, and miracles. He was raising people from the dead. He was opening blinded eyes, people that were born blind. Glory be to God. And nobody never heard of a blind man's eyes being opened that was born blind. Yet Jesus healed this man's eyes and opened up his eyes. Glory be to God. But they didn't believe. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He did it before their faith. He was there in the presence of the people, and the people did not believe. My God, my God. He healed them. He cast out the unclean spirit. Ah, hallelujah. He cast out the devil. He healed the people. He raised people from the dead. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Glory be to God. But they yet not believe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory be to God, the Son of Man. Glory be to God, the Messiah. There he was in his time, glory be to God, doing his earthly ministry, and they didn't believe the message of salvation. Glory be to God. They didn't believe it, nor did they receive it. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. They were there. Glory be to God. They were just spectators. Oh, hallelujah. They were just there trying to get what they could get. Glory be to God. Like many people today. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Who have believed? Glory be to God. Do you believe? Glory be to God. Do you really believe? Glory be to God. Are you serving other gods? Glory be to God. I am not serving the true and living God. Are you believing the truth of the gospel? Glory be to God. I know a lot of people don't want to hear the truth of the gospel. Glory be to God. They want to hear all this stuff about prosperity. Glory be to God. My God, my God. But when you get Jesus, you will prosper in every area of your life, your mind, your body, and your soul. Glory be to God. You shall prosper in the things of the Lord. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Glory be to God. And all those things will be added unto you. Glory be to God. But we don't believe. Glory be to God. We believe everything but the truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, so much to the fact. Glory be to God. They're trying to change the scripture. Glory be to God. They're twisting the scripture. Glory be to God. They're trying to make the congregation happen. Glory be to God, because they don't want to preach the truth. Glory be to God. But the message of God has to be preached, and it has to be the truth. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. That's why ain't no healing in the church. That's why there's no deliverance in the church. Glory be to God, because you're not preaching the gospel. Glory be to God. You're not preaching the truth. You're twisting it. Glory be to God. You're watering it down. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But them souls are on your hand. Glory be to God. The blood is on your hand. Glory be to God. That's why Isaiah now, they said, who have believed? Glory be to God, because we don't preach the truth. Glory be to God. We don't preach what you told us to preach. We don't went where you told us to went. Glory to God. You don't sent us and we don't went. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. See, God knows who he has chosen as a prophet. Whether you believe it or not, glory be to God. God sent forth the messenger, but the people weren't receiving the message. Glory be to God. They didn't receive it from Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. The message was given, but nobody received it. They rejected it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, they rejected the gospel. Hallelujah. They rejected the report. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because everything that Isaiah says here in the word of God showed the love of God. Hallelujah. It talks about his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. And that salvation would come through all the things that Jesus would suffer and go through at the cross for the world. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. The word of God came in the flesh. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Do you believe? Do you really believe? Glory be to God. Do you just believe on Sunday? Glory be to God. Are you a Sunday morning Christian? Is that the only time you believe? That's the only time you walk in righteous and holy? Glory be to God. You got to walk righteous and holy every day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to live right before him. You got to live a clean life before him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. It can't just be on Sunday. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You got to believe the report of the Lord. Glory be to God. Even in Noah's days, glory be to God. Before the flood, glory be to God. Noah was building his ark, glory be to God, because Noah knew that the rain was coming. Good God, about the rain coming. He knew that the rain was coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he was preaching. But what nobody... Nobody was receiving the message. Glory be to God. They didn't want that message of truth. They didn't want it because they didn't want to live righteous. Glory be to God. That's why the word says they love darkness more than they love the light. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. But in Noah's day, glory be to God, they did not receive it. And the rain came. And they wasn't ready. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They didn't receive the report of the Lord. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. God got true prophets out there. Glory be to God. They got the message of truth upon their tongue. You have to receive the word of God from the prophet of God. Glory be to God. Isaiah was a prophet. Hallelujah. He was prophesied. Ah, hallelujah. What was going to come in the future. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. God sent him in the lake. Glory be to God. But they didn't receive it. Glory be to God. They rejected it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm just wondering if you're rejecting it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must receive and believe the report of the prophet. Whoever God sends your way, you got to believe it. Glory be to God. You got to believe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus came that you might have life. Glory be to God. He said, how can one hear? How can you hear the word? Glory be to God. If you don't have a preacher, glory be to God. If you don't have a prophet, how can you hear the word of truth? Glory be to God. It has to be upon the tongue of the prophet. Glory be to God. It has to be upon the tongue of those that God has said have went. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. For you to get true healing, for you to get true deliverance, glory be to God. You got to receive the report. You got to receive it. Who part will you believe? Glory be to God. You know, we believe a lot of reports. We can go to the doctor's office and a doctor can tell us something. Instead of us saying, I'm standing on the word, I'm believing on God, we're going to believe that report and we receive whatever he said. Ah, hallelujah. You might not even have it, but you don't receive it. Glory be to God. Believe the report of the Lord. Believe the gospel. Live by it. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Do you believe? My God. Do you truly believe? Hallelujah. Because your lifestyle, sure, the Bible says it can tell by your fruit that you bear. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. If it's an orange on an apple tree, something ain't right. Glory be to God. My God, my God. But the Bible says that Jesus was oppressed and afflicted. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, the Bible says that, excuse me, that you could not even tell who Jesus really was because of the beatings that he received. He was beaten so bad that he was unrecognizable. Glory be to God. He went through so much for us at the cross. Glory be to God. And Isaiah had prophesied this. Glory be to God. He had already preached the gospel to them. He has prophesied the message. Glory be to God. But ain't nobody received it. It might have been years before it even came. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes when they prophesy, glory be to God, they might not even live to see it. Isaiah didn't even live to see it, but it came to pass. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That the son was born, a son was given, and a son was born to save his people from their sin. That was Jesus. Glory be to God. He was born, and he died for our sins that we might have life. It was him that died upon the cross for my sins and your sins. It was him. Glory be to God. It was nobody else. Glory be to God. Believe the report of the Lord. Believe the gospel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You want the truth. Glory be to God. My God, my God. And many people don't want the truth today. Glory be to God. They want to hear about the houses and the cars and the money. Glory be to God. Don't let your soul be lost. Glory be to God. Running after the things of the world. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Believe the truth. Believe that Jesus died, rose again. Hallelujah. Just for you. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Who report will you believe? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, if you don't know the Savior that came over 2,000 years ago that you might have life, if you would say this prayer with me, glory be to God. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. Say, Lord, save me. Glory be to God. And if you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sins, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church. Get your Bible and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Begin to read your Bible daily. Start off in the four gospels. Amen. Glory be to God. Leave a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with the singing joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Amen.